St. Maria's Sanatorium was opened in the 1950s, about 20 miles outside of Washington, D.C. It was one of many such institutions on the rise, and for nearly 30 years, there was little remarkable about this one. But then came Robert Byrd. Byrd was convicted of more than 15 murders from Nebraska to Virginia. He was caught by United States Marshals in June 1989 and quickly tried, where he only escaped prison by plea of insanity. Byrd lived the rest of his life in St. Maria's. What I find important here is an interview with Dr. Samuel Burke, the only person present at Byrd's death on October 12, 2002. The following clip, recorded in 2005, is Dr. Burke describing the experience.
Robert Byrd was a very disturbed man, obviously. However, in his final moments, there was clarity. No resentment or doubt in his actions, but something more sinister. I remember he looked me in the eyes as he was dying, dead in the eyes, and he said, "A black book in the black box in the place where children fear to sleep."
Dr. Samuel Burke, if you don't travel in the paranormal research circle, is an acclaimed psychic-turned-skeptic who travels the globe, debunking many former colleagues. He was asked in to study Robert Byrd after reports of supernatural events occurring at St. Maria's. He quickly disproved any claim that Byrd could somehow communicate with other patients, finding that video logs had been modified and a nurse at the station had been helping him. However, shortly after the nurse was fired, Byrd began to die. Inexplicably, Dr. Burke was asked to be present at his death by Byrd himself. And, well, you heard what happened. Now, I know you're all wondering, otherwise you wouldn't be here on episode 2, how does this relate to Augustine? I have to warn you, though, if you're not one for conspiracy theories, this is a good place to turn off. On July 26, 1947, President Harry S. Truman signed into law the National Security Act. World War II had just ended and the Cold War was beginning. The National Security Act was one of the most important pieces of legislation passed in this difficult time. It saw a restructuring of the United States' military to focus more on intelligence and intelligence gathering. It began the creation of the Department of Defense and saw the creation of two other important groups, the National Security Council and the Central Intelligence Agency. However, another group was created in the shadow of the NSC and the CIA, the Office of Anomaly Classification, or OAC. The purpose of this group, according to the internet, was clear: to identify, classify, and protect us from the strange objects that have littered our planet since its beginning. But I already hear you. What does this have to do with Augustine? Well, a place like Augustine has two distinct advantages to a covert group. One, it's remote. And two, it's small enough that if something happens, no one will come looking. What hush-hush operation could I be talking about? Well, enter the legend of the Black Box. It first surfaced in the early 2000s in the wake of post-9/11 government scrutiny. There were thousands of people combing over every government file they could get their hands on, hoping to find some piece of evidence of this grand government conspiracy. And they found one, just not the one they expected to. Operating nearly on the border of Canada and the United States, the Black Box was the premier containment facility of the OAC. And, if internet legends are to be believed, the Black Box served double duty as both prison and library of sorts, for objects that we simply cannot understand. Many within and outside the United States government have denied the existence of this location and even the entire OAC organization, throwing it in the same pile as Area 51 or the S4 facility, although the Black Box makes these locations look like Disneyland by comparison. That's a pretty big claim. So where's the evidence? Well, for that, I turned to Dr. Burke, the debunker present at the death of Robert Byrd. I called his office at the Burke Investigation Society and, after a lot of begging, managed to get him on Skype.
Dr. Burke?
Hello, Mr. Shore, is that you?
Yes, hello. I know you're very busy, and I just wanted to thank you for taking the time out of your day.
Of course. I understand that you had a question about the Byrd case?
Yes, a simple one, actually. I just wanted to hear what you thought about what Byrd said right before he died.
Oh, yes. That is a very common question. Well, Clearly, Byrd was mentally unstable. His comment is very similar to many other serial killers. Associating colors with objects in a random order, that only sounds like sense to someone looking for a pattern.
You don't think there's anything truthful to it?
Nothing I have found.
Have you ever heard of the Office of Anomaly Classification?
The OAC? A very interesting conspiracy theory.
Theory? You don't believe it's real?
No.
Even in the face of official reports released by Edward Snowden and others like him?
Snowden and his kind like to release things that can be anything. In office pranks, heavily encoded documents. I suspect the Black Box and the OAC are nothing more than code names.
So there's no connection between Byrd saying Black Box and the supposed government containment house?
No. If you'll excuse me, I really need to get to another meeting.
Of course. Thank you, Dr. Burke.
Well, open and shut, obviously. I thought that would be the end of it all. Here was one of my heroes, telling me it was just a conspiracy. Later that night, though, I got an email. It didn't say much. It was sent from the email address r623@gmail.com, no title line, only a single sentence with an attachment. The text read, "Dream, dream, for this is also sooth," followed by, "You're on the right track." Pretty interesting. But the attachment... When my internet acquaintance sent me his Black Box file, he assured me it was the only one. However, here I was, staring at a brand new one. Date, 1953. To OACBB from R. Linkletter. Subject, Project Neptune. Project Neptune is officially en route from redacted. Current classification is green. We'll upgrade if necessary.